on the other. Evidently, there was a disturbing quality in the sound that Saber heard, something that inspired a certain restlessness, if not actual apprehension, although she could not be sure as yet that it boded ill. It might be her great lord returning, but it did not sound like the movement of a lion, certainly not like a lion dragging a heavy kill. She glanced at her cub, breathing as she did so a plaintive whine. There was always the fear that some danger menaced him, this last of her little family, but she, Sabor the lioness, was there to defend him. Presently the breeze brought to her nostrils the scent spore of the thing that moved toward her through the jungle. Instantly the trouble mother face was metamorphosed into a bare-fanged, glittering-eyed mask of savage rage, for the scent that had come up to her through the jungle was the hated man-scent. She rose to her feet, her head flattened, her sinuous tail twitching nervously. Through that strange medium by which animals communicate with one another, she cautioned her cub to lie down and remain where he was until she returned. Then she moved, rapidly and silently, to meet the intruder.